I'm Diana Taurasi, the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to The Female Field Guide.
Hi, my name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. When you listen to me, ladies, I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done.
Number one radio talk show, Female Field Guide.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Good evening, loved ones. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Sunday nights. Where else would you be? With FFG. Thank you so much. It's December. Football season is hardcore in effect. The NBA is back, baby. And I'm here to get you right. Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet of sports, entertainment, athletics, relationships. Ladies, I want to get you right. And fellas, I love you too. My goal after the show is that you learn, laugh, and love the game. Thank you so much for joining me another night. Who the heck am I? Thank you for all the first-time listeners. My name is Jasmine George. I'm your hostess with the mostest, host, founder, executive producer of Female Field Guide, and I'm also a basketball player. Give me about 15 to 45 minutes, and I will stretch. My jump shot's still wet. Ask John Barge. He'll find out really soon. I'm a basketball player. I'm a coach. They still call me Coach Jazz around these parts. But most importantly, I'm a student of sports, and I'm a lady. I'm a woman who loves the game, and I just want to grow. I just want to grow the group of gals, of sports aficionados, and that's why I'm here. I'm also the sports editor for Prominence Magazine. Let me tell you something. The holiday issue is dope. Pick it up. ProminenceMagazine.com. Subscribe to the print and or online issue. Shout out to Glennie, editor-in-chief, for just giving me an opportunity to continue to expand my passion. You can also call me Professor, baby. Sports psychology and ethnic, gender, and cultural issues in sports. You know that's right. I'm not done. Yes, I'm Jamaican. Yes, I have 30 jobs. I'm the sports anchor for a new show called Game Time, covering Inland Empire, San Bernardino, high school prep sports. Shout out to IE Media Group, my producers, Jimmy Navarre. If you want to see these cheekbones in action, ladies and gents, go ahead and visit www.iemediagroup.tv. You can also go to my Facebook and my YouTube, because of course I'll be connecting those episodes. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. You know you can reach me in a plethora of ways. You know I broke down and got Twitter. You can follow me at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off the guide. I don't know. That's what Mr. Twitter says, but I'm okay with it. At Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of guide. I've also got a Tumblr. You can find me. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. Shout out to my intern Ashley, who's holding it down and managing that Tumblr, because I don't know what the heck's going on with that. But it looks great, and I appreciate her. Shout out to both of my interns, Kevin and Ashley. You guys are the bomb.com. YouTube, you want to see these cheekbones in action? Can you feel the passion? Can you feel it? But now you want to see them. YouTube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. And you know, if you have any questions, comments, Jazzy Fizzle, you should interview this person. What about this segment? I'm open to suggestions. You can email me info@femalefieldguide.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Oh, we'll be halfway done with the ways that you can contact me and catch up on what's going on with FFG. Everyone's on their cell phones these days, so why not design a website? Especially for your mobile phones. Are you serious? LP Ross knows about it. You go ahead and visit www.femalefieldguide.mobi, M-O-B-I, femalefieldguide.mobi. It's your pocket website. It's going to keep you on top of everything that's going down with me. Shout out to LP. And you know what? You've got a message hotline. You want to have questions, ladies, gift suggestions for the men and or sports fans in your life, go ahead and dial 909-276-7132. The funniest, most interesting, most intriguing messages will be played on the air, and that is a guarantee. Here's a fun fact for you guys. Did you know that you can download Female Field Guide on your podcast? You're driving in your work. You're saying to yourself, self, I want to hear those cheekbones midweek. We'll get there. Go ahead and visit the iTunes store and, go to podcast, type up Female Field Guide, and you can hear the smooth sounds of jazz. But why don't you go ahead and stay there at the iTunes store, because you can download the Female Field Guide app for your iPad, for your iPhone, and for all those Androiders like myself, go ahead and visit the Android marketplace. Shout out to ZenForce Media for designing such a dope app. Thank you for everybody contributing to the wonderful media, social media networking that's been growing with Female Field Guide. We've got a fantastic show, 60 minutes, and we don't have a second to spare. A fantastic entrepreneur spotlight. This young lady, Crystal Rory, she's dope. She is the founder of Chris Did It, K-R-I-S-S, didit.com, graphic designer, fashionista. We'll be talking to her in a little bit. You know we've got to bring on our My Brother Ed Cole, our NFL insider. It's going to keep us abreast. We're going to talk about the hottest trends and topics. It's week 14. Are you serious? In the NFL. Guess what? We traveled. Some people on our team have been doing some traveling. On the road with the Female Field Guide, we had a little Female Field hike. I'm going to bring on one of my senior producers and my creative producer, Mr. John Barnes III. We had a little hiking adventure. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to have our Mika Minute with Miss Tamika Poland. She's thebomb.com. And hey, can you believe it? The freaking NBA lockout is over. So we're going to ask Tamika the ins and outs about that. I'm going to get her opinion. We've got 5 games on Christmas Day to tip off the regular season. And I'm going to be talking to John and Mika about that. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, our sports and entertainment spin. It doesn't get much better than that. I'm going to keep you guys, with all the haps that's going on in sports and entertainment. So without further ado, I want to start our first segment on the road. And when I mean on the road, I mean on the road. With the Female Field Guide, I'd like to bring on my creative producer, Mr. John Badge III, and I'd like to bring on one of my senior producers, Ms. Tamika Poland. Let's bring them on, shall we?
Hey.
Hello, guys.
What's up? How you doing?
Where's Meek? Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Sunday night. I am glad you guys are here on the telly. We've got a lot to talk about, huh? Fantastic people of FFG. Now, our first segment on the road with the Female Field Guide. We're going to be doing a lot more of that. And we're going to tip off our first show in December doing that. Ladies and gents, earlier this week, my two favorite peeps, we went hiking. Mika, share with the listeners where the heck we went on Tuesday.
We went to the Claremont Wilderness Hike, and it was in the Claremont right off of the 10. Indian Hill, it was Monta Vista and Baseline. And it's a 5-mile hike, and it's hills. You kind of go like an up and down. So you got a flat surface, and then you go up some hills, you go down some hills, and then you got a little in between, hills in between. It was fun.
Oh, man. See, now, listeners, Mika, she's been getting her hike on for a while, and I've been inconsistent with mine. And with the new year coming and with my fantastic, Female Field Guide team, I said we all have to be not only physically fit but mentally, emotionally, and everything like that. So we went out there. John Boggs is third. He's a seasoned vet, okay? Black don't crack. Right, John Boggs?
Right.
And we went there, and it was really great. We really produced some wonderful ideas. John Barge, one of the ideas you had, what the heck, remember Downhill Dougie? What is that?
No, we were just playing around going down the hill, and I just, you know, how you get out. You know, we as black people, we like to move a lot, so I just started ducking down the hill, and it kind of didn't work, but it did kind of work because it helped you to run a little bit faster. You know what I mean?
Terrible.
You have to see it, though.
So
yeah, but it was fun. I really enjoyed myself.
It was good. Speaking of, you have to see it, ladies and gents, later on tonight we'll be putting up a nice little fun video. John Barge, being my creative producer, had the video camera on hand, and we have some pretty interesting footage. We saw some deers and stuff out there, so that was pretty cool. And it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
We got JB3 on, you know, here because he's got that eye. Now, Mika, I need you to co-sign with me, okay? How many times did John Barge... How many times did he almost bite the bullet? How many times? We thought he was going to lose his life at least 7 times because that downhill, John Barge, we thought he weren't going to make it.
Oof. Man, well, you know, trying to run with Jordans is not the business. I needed some cross trainers and what you had. But you did see the recovery when I had to, run that hill that was almost like, 50, was it 100 feet up in the air? It was a hill?
Yes. Yes, we'll be posting that Eye of the Tiger style. Well done, John Barge.
Yeah.
So even though
you should play that.
12 times,
you should play that.
Yes, it's all a part
right
of
from the start.
We got you. although you slipped 15 times, but that uphill race was wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
So good job. Now, Mika, speaking of so the hike was great. We're going to be bringing the video camera out every once in a while. We're going to be hiking at least 2 times a week, getting our mind, body, and souls right. Now, speaking of on the road, yes, we hiked. But the awesome thing, of course, one of my senior producers, she's not in SoCal with me. She's not in the Mahogany Lounge in the studio. Mika, share with the listeners where the heck you are right now.
I'm actually in San Francisco, California.
Wow.
We drove up on Friday to come see the 49ers and the Rams play. You know, of course, I got to support my voices and come on the road. So I'm in a hotel right now. I'm watching the Detroit and New Orleans game, hoping New Orleans wins because my boys did a number today, 26-0.
Wow, they did. And they also they clinched the NFC West. So they're in the playoffs, boom, having a fantastic season. Mika, well done with your team, man.
Correct. And Frank Gore also surpassed Joe Perry for the most yards set for the 49ers. He set a new record in the first half.
You know what that calls for? That deserves a attaboy. Would you agree?
Attaboy. 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 Attaboy.
Well done, Frank Gore. That's what I'm talking about. So they won. So how long are you guys out there? What's Maisha doing right now?
She actually went back to the other room to go. She said, I'm going to listen to it later, so I'm sure she has her phone on right now listening to it. But we actually come back tomorrow morning, and we're going to leave early enough to where we don't have to hit so much traffic.
Yeah.
And we're there so Daddy can go bowling, you know, tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Oak Tree Lane.
Oh, snap. Tell Pop I said, what is up, okay? Well, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. On the road, you know, Mika's still holding it down, still finding time for FFG, which I greatly appreciate. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to go ahead and transition into our crossover Mika Minute. The NBA lockout is lifted. We have some amazing things on tap. So, John Barge III, would you like to stay on and talk NBA with
us? Sure.
Okay.
Of course. Love NBA.
So there you go, Mika. I know you're ready to rock. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a squid of the agua. And this is Jazzy Sizzle, your female field guide. We will return in just a few minutes.
Merry Christmas and have a very happy new year from Jasmine and the Female Field Guide team. Thank you for listening.
You filthy animals, and a happy new year.
Bring out the stretchy pants.
Female.
Female.
Field.
Field.
Guide.
Guide.
Funny.
You're funny.
Or FMG Fitness Man, what are you?
Like rum or rum? Oh, like the rum.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the holidays. Let me tell you how I feel about December. Once December 1st hit, yes, I had to pay rent. Okay? That's never a good feeling. That's never a good feeling, Tamika. But you just start to feel nostalgic. You see people putting up the lights, and you love it. So listen, it's December. Before you know it, it'll be December 25th, Christmas. And ladies and gents, I want to get you right. If you have, you know, any questions, my boyfriend's a Broncos fan. My girlfriend's a Raiders fan. What should I get her? Go ahead and call Jazzy Fizzle. I helped my loved ones last year. I've been helping my loved ones for 29 years. Give me a call. Hopefully, I'll give you some great suggestions. 714-816-4766. 714-816-4766. And we're back with the Female Field Guide Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We still have so much to cover, but I've got my creative producer and one of my senior producers on the MIC still. And we talked a little bit about being on the road and hiking and John falling and almost killing himself. But now we're going to get into the NBA, something that I hold so dear to my life. And finally, Tamika and I have something to talk about because she's a Laker fan and I'm not. Okay, so we're going to get right into our NBA crossover segment. Mika's going to drop some knowledge for us. And you know what? It goes like
a Mika Minute with Lakers insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
I love Illy. I love Illy.
Shout out to all of my loved ones. I constantly am borrowing their voices for sound bites, and that's what we got to do in this piece. Female Field Guide, thank you guys so much for your support. Now, Mika, the fantastic thing is, you know, pretty much a week ago, all of us were wondering, is there going to be basketball for Christmas? That is a part of the tradition. Yes, there's football games, but it's usually jam-packed with at least 3 to 4 games on Christmas. And we got that answer. It was really around 12 a.m. Saturday, last Saturday, our time, 3 a.m., you know, New York, East Coast time, and we start getting the texts and the alerts, ESPN and NBA TV, that the owners and the players have reached an agreement in the CBA, ladies, which is the collective bargaining agreement. And training camps will be starting, what, December 9th? And the first regular season game, December 25th. Mika, break down some more ins and outs about this wonderful collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners.
Well, the new collective bargaining agreement, it's a 10-year with an option of after your 6 years, you get to opt out of it, whether it's the owners or whether it's the actual players. Now, who benefits from this right now? Well, right now it is the owners simply because they ended up getting the 51 to 49%, which in reality is 51.15% to a solid plus or minus 60.5%.
So, and you mean by that the revenue split, right? 51% of the owners get the – okay, all right. Proceed.
Now, back in 2005, there was only a 7-year with the opt – and they could opt out in 2011. That's why they had to go and redo another CBA agreement. Now, it's been taking 3 years for them to come to this agreement. And the good thing is, yes, training camps do open on December 9th, but they will have to wait a week before they can start making any trades and whether they can go out and get any free agents until the actual agreement is signed, sealed, and delivered. So,
So now, essentially, they're kind of teasing us a little bit because it's like it's kind of like the guy asked you out, but then he hasn't really called you to confirm when he's going to pick you up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like Tyrell, you know, he asked me out, but he don't even know where I live. So in actuality, I could feel like this on Friday night. Right? And that's how we can feel on Christmas Day if they don't sign this?
Correct. Now, this leaves the NBA with its second shortest season, which was 50 games and the 98-99 season, which they were hoping of getting a 66-game season out of an 82-game season.
Okay. So still plenty of game left. John Barnes the third. What is your thoughts? You're such a basketball fan and everything. What are your thoughts about just the whole freaking lockout?
I'm like, finally. You know, I think at the end of the day, I think it's the lesser ball players that, you know, the unsigned ones and the ones that are, you know, they don't make, you know, they make that minimum. you know, and what they have to do. You know, and they have to pretty much, at the end of the day, the guy that has a family, you know, has got to take that a second option and consider, you know, a semi-pro or a different thing. You know, I have a friend of mine, Eric Dunn, who basically, you know, was playing semi-pro in Saudi Arabia, you know, but that's a different element. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, U.S. currency is dealing with the different, you know, time zone, the contract, the language barrier, and then to deal with that, to me, I think as a ball player, it'd be kind of uneasy. I mean, it's a new thing, but I think that, you know, it's finally here, and I think the fans want it, and I'm happy that they got that agreement together, you know, and to, you know, make a, that, it's interesting the percentages you were giving, you know, how the owners are still in ownership of it, you know, and I think at the end of the day, the owners know that. They're master hyper competitors because they are billionaires.
That's right.
And they know this game. So at the end of the day, you know, I think not necessarily the Kobe's and LeBron's, but the lesser ball players that are getting that, you know, those minimal contracts are really hurting, you know.
You know,
and we as fans hurt because I want to see basketball.
Yeah, you're right. Now, speaking of, in some eyes, they call this man, you know, minimal. He's not the Kobe's. He's not the LeBron's. He's not the D-Wade. But Darren Williams, he said, listen, oh, we're going to be in a lockout? All right, peace out. He went ahead and went over to Turkey, Mika and John Barnes III, messed around and got his jersey retired and not even playing a full season. So Turkey, he can come back home, right, Mika, when the lockout's ready, it's lifted and all that good stuff?
Now, as you said that, yes, Darren Williams can come home, no issues, no problems. Now, the other players that did sign with China was Wilson Chandler, it was J.R. Smith, and also Kenyon Martin. Those players that did go and sign with them are unable to come back, even with the season being lifted, because China has said anyone who signs with us will not be able to opt out if the season returns. You will have to play your full season with China and return next season. So out of those three, they were all going to be free agents anyways, and since nobody knew where they wanted to go and they couldn't sit around and wait for an offer, they decided to pick up and go and play, and now they're going to be playing with China this whole season.
Well, all right. We're going to come back over to the U.S. of A. Christmas Day, like we said, that's when the regular season finally tips off. I've got you two crazy kids still on the telly because I want to get your picks. Ladies and gents, we finally have the five games and the matchups. I'm going to read them real quick. Then we're going to go back and break it down. Breaking news, okay? The first game, my Boston Celtics versus the Knicks. Miami versus the Mavs. Oh, that's going to be a good matchup. Bulls versus the Fakers. Oops, I mean Lakers. Magic versus the Thunder. And to tip it off, while we're drinking our eggnog and Moscato, the Clippers versus the Warriors. Oh, five games. I'm with it. Break. That's the perfect timing right there. Now, Tamika and John, I want to get your picks for Boston versus Knicks. Who's going to get that W?
Boston versus Knicks. Oh, I think Boston might pull that one off. I don't want them to, but they will. They might pull that off.
Good job, John Barnes. You're still on the FFG team. Mika?
I'm going with the Knicks.
What?
Say woo!
All right, moving on. Miami versus Mavs. This is a recap. This is a rematch of the NBA Finals.
Miami.
Who do you guys have? Miami? Who do you have?
Miami.
The Mavs.
You got the Mavs.
No, please.
Those
please.
Old bones. They've been chilling in the hot tub. And
they're
nice.
Not
you
Miami.
You will get beat again. Trust and believe. I'm going Mavs. All
right.
They're gonna get beat again and celebrate, but with another victory.
Now, the next one, this is the middle game while everyone's either about to eat, bellies are full. This is a recap of, like, I remember in the 90s. Remember that airbrush shirt that had Magic and Jordan on it that was, like, split? Bulls and Lakers. I think I know who you guys have already. Let me guess. You guys both have the Lakers. Am I right?
Sweet.
Yeah, of course.
Moving on, is this the last season with Dwight Howard as a Magic? We don't know, but he and his Orlando Magic will be facing Kevin Durant and Liam against the Thunder. Who do you guys have on that matchup?
I'm going to go for the Thunder.
Okay. Youth is served, huh?
You know what's funny? The Thunder, they're really, really good. They move really, really fast, but they do not have a big man that can handle Dwight Howard or Jameer Nelson.
You're right.
So I'm playing Magic.
I think that ladies, I want you to pay attention. I'll be posting an NBA Christmas Day matchup, and I'll be breaking down a little bit more of my analysis. But when it comes to this game, it's very interesting. I think the Thunder's best bet to get a W is just to run the Magic and just run Dwight Howard because he's big. So we'll see about that. All right, and the last one to tip it off, who would have thunk it? Clippers playing on Christmas Day versus the Warriors. Who do you guys have? John, who do you have?
Clippers.
You got the Clippers. All right, Mika, who do you have, boo?
Clippers.
Clippers. And there you have it. I'll also be making the turkey on Christmas Day. Listen, I made it last year, and everyone's still alive. So how do you like those apples? I'll be filming it just like I did last year. I'll be up bright early because I got to see at least one half of my Boston Celtics play just like last year. Once again, excuse me. Once again, I appreciate you guys coming on the show and supporting. And don't worry, ladies and gents, we'll be having some more of the female field hike footage as we continue to do that. John Bars III, my creative producer, and Tamika Poland, one of my fantastic senior producers on the show. I love you guys. Peace out.
Thank you.
Right. That's good. That's good talk. You know what I think we're going to do? We've got this recorded. This is what I did for game time is we're going to see who won most, and maybe we'll try to think of some sort of bet. But don't forget to check out the Female Field Guide YouTube channel. I'll be posting probably in about a week my analysis and who I think is going to win for those five games on Christmas Day. I'm so excited. Thanks to both of them for coming on the show. We're going to take another quick break. This is Jasmine Georgia, Female Field Guide. Don't go away. Be right back.
You've been listening to the Female Field Guide. We will return after these messages.
Speaking of golden.
Golden.
Female Field Guide.
Uh-huh.
Phone app. Will you be supporting me, my friends, in the show?
There is no doubt. It's a free app, first of all. Let's talk about the free part.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like free. Every time they tell you something free, it's a underlying charge on there. This ain't no charge. I just pay my phone bill. That's all I do. But guess what? I'm getting that free app.
That's right.
And tomorrow night is Sunday night. And guess what happens on Sunday night? FFG.
Holla!
What are you waiting for? Go to your Android Marketplace or your iTunes Store and download the FFG Female Field Guide app. It's free. So go. Right now.
Welcome back, loved ones. Jasmine George, the Female Field Guide. We have a weekly poll. Sometimes I like to put out a few polls. I love the feedback that I get on Twitter and as well as the Female Field Guide Facebook page and my personal Facebook page. So I love it when I put out a poll question and it stirs people up and people just feel very free and open, to want to share their thoughts and opinions. And actually, that's exactly what happened with regards to this. Of course. Those of us that are USC fans really loved how USC closed out the season against their crosstown rivals, UCLA. They killed them, 50-0. Matt Barkley, Robert Woods, so many of those young men on the team played absolutely fantastic. Great defense, great offense, and so he's definitely going to get that a boy. But the question that we had was, should he return? He's a junior. He's eligible to forego his senior season and enter the NFL draft. So the Female Field Guide poll, I asked, is should USC quarterback Matt Barkley return to USC his senior year or go ahead and get that money. Make that money. Don't let the money make you. Interestingly enough, Barkley was all over TV, and everyone was asking him, what are you going to do, your thoughts, things like that. And so, he had some interesting things to say, but of course I let the Female Field Guide fans and listeners be the ones that essentially going to put their opinion out. So we're going to read a little bit. Like I said, the Female Field Guide poll. Why should USC's quarterback Matt Barkley return to USC? Your thoughts. Interesting enough, we got a lot of feedback. But 80% of the respondents said he should return to his senior year, for his senior year. 20% of them said he should go pro. Jason said, I say go get paid while you still can play. He's all for him going pro. College will still be there. You're right. There's a lot of ball players that leave early and come back to get their degree. So that mama and them could be happy. Curtis said, well, if he wants a shot at the Heisman, he may have a good shot next year with Luck leaving. Ladies, Andrew Luck is the quarterback for Stanford. He came back for his senior year. He's playing very well. Although Barkley played extremely well, except against UCLA, I'm not sure if he'll get the Heisman. Andrew Luck is definitely up for it. And with the Colts being 0-12, it looks like the Colts are the first pick for the draft, and that Luck will be going there because Peyton Manning's neck has essentially fallen off. Thanks, Curtis. Also something, ladies, for a little, you know, water cooler talk. USC loses 5 scholarships a year next season. So they got to recruit good. They can't recruit any knuckleheads. They've got to be ready to play and ready to rock. Jeremy said he should return to SC because all of the talent he has will be back. You're absolutely right. Robert Woods is, I would have to say, the best wide receiver in college football. And lastly, EJ said to win a national championship and bring it to its rightful location, USC, fight on. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your opinion. So we went ahead and we're talking a little bit about college football. But now, you know what? I need my NFL fix. How about that? Let's go ahead and get our 2-minute drill.
2-minute drill.
Yeah.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
2-minute drill.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Today, of course, it's week 14 in the NFL. A lot of great things took place. You know, that's what I love about the NFL is yes, you have your powerhouses and the Packers and the Patriots and whatnot, but you never know that there could be some upsets. You never know these type of players. It's their first year, their rookie year, their first start, and they kill it. So, of course, what I want to do is I'm going to bring on my brother, Ed Cole. He is my NFL insider. He's fantastic. He is an anchor, the broadcaster, writer from Pros to Preps, and he's fantastic up there in Arizona holding it down. I talked to him about some of the trending topics and things that, you know, real prevalent in the NFL. And, well, this is me and Ed Cole right here.
Thanks for coming on the show again, bro.
You're so welcome anytime.
You know what? We usually keep it NFC West. We usually just talk about certain teams. But you know what? The regular season is right around the corner. And so I thought of some trending topics and just interesting stories in the entire NFL that I want to just get your opinion and just shoot the breeze with. And, of course, the most glaring story and polarizing figure is my guy, Tim Tebow, Broncos quarterback. He has had a very unorthodox yet successful season thus far, and I just want to get your opinion on him and why do people either love or hate this guy? Your thoughts, bro.
You know, Jasmine, I love number 15. I loved him even when he was at Florida.
Yeah.
Just the way he plays the game and just the way he does things the way he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want. You can look at the stats. I think he's only thrown 150 passes in the game that he started, but it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-1 since he started, ever since he took over in that Dolphins game. And he took it back from that 15-0 deficit.
Yeah.
They won 18-15, and that kind of galvanized the team and brought it together.
Mm-hmm.
And his teammates and his coaches are just like, okay, well, maybe this Tebow guy has something going on. He's got something special going on. And, of course, you know, he may never be an Aaron Rodgers. He may never be a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. But I'm sure he's fine with that. He's just fine being Tim Tebow.
You know what? And we're all okay with that because when they try, the analysts and the commentators, when they try to fit him in that box, that stay in the pocket, you know, okay, drop back, he's not that guy. He wasn't that guy in Florida. And when he gets that, when he gets those rushing touchdowns and he flexes his muscles and you see his spear and his energy, you're not necessarily going to see Peyton Manning doing that. And he's unique, and the time is now when it comes to mobile and just interesting quarterbacks. And so, you know, one thing I want to talk about is they try to fit him in a stat box, you know, with regards to quarterback rating. And, you know, what's your opinion about just quarterback ratings just in general?
You know what, Jasmine? Quarterback ratings mean nothing.
Yes, exactly.
The highest quarterback rating, and if you still lose, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Like I said, point in fact, they're 5-1 since he's taken over. It doesn't matter when his quarterback rating. As long as they keep winning,
mm-hmm.
they have a chance to win that AFC West division.
Mm-hmm.
And all those stats and all that stuff does not matter. He's he's a likable guy. I'm sure that the guys love him in the locker room. I'm sure John Fox has finally come around to actually realize, Tebow's the guy, because they let Wharton go. He's gone. He's in Kansas City. So Tebow is the guy, and that's who they have to roll with. And again, as long as they keep winning, they got Minnesota this weekend on Sunday.
Yeah.
So if they can win in Minnesota on Sunday, they'll be 6-1, and they'll be in good five position to keep with, you know, to keep rolling.
Yeah.
For that division. They've got three of their last four at home.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? I just, you know, a quarterback that was a complete, you know, the opposite with regards to, you know, they're looking good with the numbers. One of my quarterbacks from one of my fantasy football team, Cam Newton. He's dope. He gets in the end zone. He's got a better quarterback rating, but they just can't get the W in the fourth quarter, you know? And so, hey, you know, it's all about the W's because you got to get W's to make it to the playoffs, my friend. And,
Jasmine,
yes.
We've got to give Cam some credit.
Oh, he's dope.
His rookie season.
Yeah.
I saw what he did on Sunday against Indianapolis up at the Dome in Indianapolis. He is a phenomenal talent.
Cam,
a couple of years. You know, Tebow's got a few years on him.
Mm-hmm,
so give
mm-hmm.
Cam some time. He's got Steve Smith. He's got a great running game with Williams and Stewart. So he's got some good pieces in place. It's his rookie season.
Yeah.
He's got some time.
That's the coolest thing. It's his rookie season. That had to be, I would have to say, I'm very proud of that pickup. I picked him up second week after he lost his mind that first game and threw for, 422? I said, I'm picking this guy up. So
he came out here to Glendale and lit up the Cardinals even though they lost that game. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's been the going trend. We talk about how well Cam plays even though they lost, you know? Speaking of a team, Brosis, that is not lost yet, and frankly, will they? The Green Bay Packers. They are killing the game. Aaron Rodgers, I wasn't able to pick him up for my draft. One of the other chicks picked him up. But let me tell you something. On top of the NFC North, on top of the entire NFL, bro, can the Packers lose this year? Who can beat them, if anyone?
The only teams I can think of are a team like the Saints that can score just as many points as the Packers can.
Yeah.
If you can't score as many points as the Packers can, then you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They're fourth in the NFL in yardage with 401 yards per game. So if you can't stay up to those stats, hang with the Packers because their defense is not all as strong as their offense is. Because if their defense was that strong, then they would be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But they're unstoppable now. So I'm just saying if their defense was better, they would just annihilate everybody. But I'm telling you, I was thinking about this the other day, Jasmine, before you and I even figured on this. I was thinking, the Saints scored 49 on the Giants on Monday night. I'm thinking, these guys can score. They scored 62 on Indianapolis. So, of course they lost to the Packers at Lambeau. But that doesn't matter. You know, they're two totally different teams now. But I think the only team in the NFC that can beat the Packers and get to the Super Bowl would be the Saints.
Wow. What an exciting – you know what? For that to be the season opener, I was so juiced. I was in Chili's. I was ready to rock because I have love and I have stake for both those squads. And you're right. I mean, the teams from week one to now, it's completely different, and they're only getting better. I see that they see the Giants, and they have the Raiders and Chiefs and Bears, and, of course, week 17, the Lions. And, you know, the Lions and Giants are pretty good. They've been showing, that they have what it takes, but – I don't know. I think that they could run the table and go undefeated. I don't know.
Jasmine, I'm sorry. You look at Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's number one in the Pro Bowl voting.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in jersey sales. This guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this was a guy who the Packers fans did not want to be their quarterback after the whole thing with Brett Favre. His career went down, and it was time for Aaron Rodgers to come there. But now look at him.
Yep.
This guy's won a Super Bowl. He's the best quarterback in the league. Possibly the MVP of the league, and he's got some incredible weapons on offense, and it's just it's just so hard to think that these guys can actually lose a game.
You know what? I have a couple words that pops into my head when I think of the Packers, and that two words, my friend, is dream team. But let's go to the dream team, the Eagles. They coined themselves that name, Vince Young, the beginning of the season.
Not the whole team.
Yes, and the media got a hold of it, and to be honest, I think those two words are a curse. Miami, the Heat, coined themselves the dream team, and they self-destructed. And essentially, Bros, if that's what's going on with the Eagles, that's my team. When you think about quarterbacks that have just crazy athletic prowess, you think of Michael Vick, but he's been banged up. They have phenomenal weapons, just as the Packers do, but geez, they seem to be going in two different directions, 4-7. Bro, in your opinion, what the heck
happened to the Eagles?
Well, besides this whole dream team and the whole Vince Young thing, it's the fact that Michael Vick cannot stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like his third straight game, he's going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
As we're taping this, of course, they already played the Seattle Seahawks. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll recap that. You'll recap that on the show as well on Sunday night. But
yeah.
It's the fact that Vick cannot stay healthy. The offensive line cannot keep them totally 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing with Deshaun Jackson. Is he there? Is he not there mentally?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he comes in, he checks out. And everybody says it comes down to a maturity factor with Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with it. Now it's coming to light that this guy isn't mature as he really should be in the position that he's in.
No way. No way. He's such a knucklehead, Ed. And, you know, to see that type of raw, natural talent and for him to have to get so many, a couple touchdowns called back because he's taunting Giants players. He's, you know what I mean? Yes, they won that game, but it could have been an easier W. And, you know, I actually am close with a couple buddies who are friends with him. And when he was deciding, you know, not to go to training camp and things like that, they were trying to talk to him. And it's just, he's just a knucklehead. And I love athletes that get it done on the field or on the court, and they don't have to boast, you know, they don't have to pat their chest. And that's exactly what he does. And it really is a maturity level. And, of course, you know, we were just talking about these type of quarterbacks that they're so exciting. They don't have to stay in the pocket. But when they leave, boom, they can get hurt. And that's what happens to Michael Vick. He can take off anytime he wants to, but the safeties, the defensive ends, they look at him like a piece of roast beef and they tear him up. And that's what's happening with his broken ribs. And so, gosh, I had so much hope for this team this year, bro.
And Jasmine, it also comes down to this. They cannot win at home.
Mm.
Last Sunday, they got destroyed by the Patriots, 38-20.
Yeah.
2 weeks before that, they lost to the Cardinals. The week before that, they lost to the Bears on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot win at home. In order for you to get to Indianapolis, if you want to beat the Packers, let's say there's three times, you've got to win at home. You've got to have a total cohesive unit, which the Eagles clearly do not have.
I agree. I definitely, gosh, I mean, I saw a lot of promise, but I think it's all about, just like you said, cohesion and staying healthy. And I think that, you know, any team, you know, the Bills all of a sudden came out this season surprising us. The Lions, when Matthew Stafford is healthy, bro, he's a beast. And, you know, that's just truly what it is when it comes to this league. I mean, golly, 17 weeks and then the playoffs. So it's really about taking care of your body. And the Eagles and their head man have not been able to do that. So I hope that they get it together next season. But speaking of what's going down now, Broseph, I'm so proud of you. Pros to Prep, okay? You are doing it. Your Facebook, you're interviewing some amazing figures in the Arizona area. Tell me what's going down with Pros to Prep with regards to the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, you can go to Pros to Prep, the number 2, pros2preps.com, and check out some interviews I did on this past Tuesday. The Arizona Cardinals were at a local Phoenix school, and they did a groundbreaking on a new athletic field.
Nice.
That's going to be constructed at this preparatory academy.
Mm.
And I had a chance to interview linebacker Sam Acho, a great rookie linebacker for the Cardinals. Another rookie, tight end Rob Hausler, interviewed Greg Toler, one of the cornerbacks who's on IR this season. And I also had a chance to interview Bill Bedwell, the owner of the Cardinals, his daughter,
nice.
Nicole, and just getting some insight on how they feel about the Cardinals being involved and giving back to the community, and you know, just seeing the smiles on those kids' faces. I wish you guys could have been there. The kids that were there were so excited when Big Red was there, the Cardinals mascot was there, the players came. So it was just a great time. And again, go to pros2preps.com and you can check that out. But as far as the Cardinals, of course, they have the Cowboys coming in here on Sunday here in Glendale, and that should be another interesting matchup. Of course, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys last Christmas Day here in Glendale, so it'll be definitely, everybody says it's going to be a Dallas Cowboys home game, because you know how the Cowboys roll. There's a lot of Cowboys fans out here. You know, they really travel well, just like the Steelers do, and the Patriots, any of the winning teams, they travel well.
That's right, man. You know, they're winning. You go ahead and get that jersey.
Yeah.
I love it.
Once Tony Romo shows up, you know, it'll be interesting. If he decides to go with DeMarco Murray and just let DeMarco try to run on the Cardinals defense and see what kind of Romo. Is it a schizophrenic Romo?
Mm.
Is it the Romo that shows up and just does his thing?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I just love what's taking place with you, Broseph. And I know I'll have you on the show before then, but January is around the corner. There'll be On the Road with the Female Field Guy featuring Ed Cole. I'll be in Arizona holding it down, but of course we'll have you on the show before that. Broseph, I always appreciate you coming on. You know, we have to keep it to like three or four topics because we could really talk about football forever. But
of course.
The show's only an hour and a half. But I always love putting in there 2-minute drill. NFL Insider Ed Cole, thank you, Broseph, for coming on once again.
You're welcome.
He is absolutely fantastic. ProsephPreps.com, Ed Cole. Very fortunate to have him on the FFG team. NFL Insider. Quick few recaps. Week 14, yowza. Want to give a couple shout-outs to the Seattle, you know, the Seahawks, even though they demolished. And when I mean demolished. My Philly Eagles on Thursday. Marshawn Lynch put it down. He's had at least one touchdown in 8 consecutive games. They defeated the Eagles 31-14. You know, Chicago Bears, there's been injuries. Their quarterback is down. Kansas City Chiefs, what? Beat them today 3-10. Get out of here. Oakland, they actually got 14 points up on Miami. Ladies, Reggie Bush, his fine self, is really making a name for himself out there in Miami. They're utilizing him very effectively. Well done, Miami. They went ahead and beat Oakland 34-14. Denver Broncos, my boo, Tim Tebow, once again, put the team on his back, and they won 35-32. My boo had 2 touchdowns over 200 yards. He's the future of the NFL, man. Character. Ladies, these type of ball players, they're not only the athletic, but they have character and integrity. And unfortunately, Indianapolis Colts are 0-12. They are the only 0-12 team in the National Football League. Pittsburgh won. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-7. Ben Roethlisberger is one of my quarterbacks. I'm happy about that. Got me a lot of points. I want to give another shout-out to my boo Cam Newton. He's one of my quarterbacks, too. Carolina Panthers, 38-19, defeated Tampa Bay. Let me tell you about this young man. Cam Newton broke the NFL season record for rushing. Ladies, that's running. Wait a minute, Jazz. Quarterbacks aren't supposed to run. I can't tell. He rushed 3 touchdowns, okay? He's the 13th. Tied 13th of all time. Quarterback. Battle boy. That's my quarterback. Well done. And they defeated the Tampa Bay Bucks 38-19. The Jets, they have a space in my heart because Mark Sanchez is so cute. Talk to me, ladies. They went ahead and pulled out the W against the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins are a hot mess, and the Jets won 34-19. Baltimore beat Cleveland. Duh, what do you think? Ed Cole and them, he was out there covering the Arizona Cardinals games against the Cowboys, and guess what? In OT, the Cardinals went ahead and pulled it out, 19-13. Tony Romo played okay, but obviously not good enough, baby, because the team lost. And the only undefeated squad left in the National Football League, the Packers, went ahead and squeaked past the New York Giants 35-38. Well done, Aaron Rodgers. That's another ball player. Not only is he a phenomenal athlete, but he has a fantastic character. And just like Tamika was on the road watching her 49ers play, they went ahead and shut out the St. Louis Rams 26-0. Shout out to Jerry George and them. New Orleans went ahead and defeated the Detroit Lions 31-17. And tomorrow, Monday Night Football, San Diego Chargers. They'll be firing their head coach, Norv Turner, at the end of the season. Awkward! They go ahead and they face the Jacksonville Jaguars. Players to watch for the Jaguars. Of course, you know, Pocket Hercules is John Barnes III. We'll call him Maurice Jones-Drew, San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers. He's my quarterback, too. Tomorrow, Monday night, 8:30, 5:30, Killer Cali time. And that concludes our 2-minute drill. I'm going to take a quick little break. And then, of course, our entrepreneur spotlight with the fantastic Miss Crystal Rari. She's holding it down from ChrisDidIt.com. Thank you so much for holding on. We got a few more minutes with the Female Field Guide. I hope that you are enjoying yourself. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl. I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing.
Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Welcome back to Female Field Guide. This is Jasmine George. Thank you so much for just staying on December 1st show, the holidays. I'm so excited. And I'm even more excited to have a chance to talk to this fantastic young lady for Entrepreneur Spotlight, Ms. Crystal Rowley. She is dope, and she's just a cutie patootie, beautiful inside and outside. And I'm featuring her for my Entrepreneur Spotlight. It goes like this.
Entrepreneur Spotlight.
Of course, we have another fantastic entrepreneur on the telly, featured in the Female Field Guide Entrepreneur Spotlight. I'm so excited to have Crystal on the telly from ChrisDidIt.com. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about this young lady. She's a graphic designer, entrepreneur, boss lady, and her Twitter says, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, Crystal, you better wake up and pay attention. I love it, Sister Act. Crystal, how are you doing, honey bunch?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited that you're here. We're featuring you, and I'm so proud of you. And I had a chance to look at ChrisDidIt.com, but, you know, I love it. I want the listeners to love it, too, so we're going to hop right in it. And, you know, just share with me and the listeners about your background in graphic design and marketing and entrepreneurship. Share, how did that start cooking for you?
Sure. When I was around 14 years old, actually, I was really into, like, magazines, and I felt like websites were kind of like magazines, but online. So I just got really obsessed. It was kind of weird, and, like, over my two-week winter break, I just decided I wanted to learn how to do it, and so I would go to Barnes & Noble in the day and, like, read the books.
Wow.
And at night, I downloaded Photoshop and just tried it, and it was crazy. Like, that's what passion felt like for me. So
I love it.
It was awesome, and, yeah, that's what got me here today.
And the cool thing is you're right. There's so many resources right at our fingertips, whether if it's at the bookstore or online, and you took complete advantage of that. I love it.
Yeah.
You're really blessed
to have the internet and to have it teach me. It was awesome.
Yeah, the time is definitely now, and you received your in business administration and marketing, right, at Fullerton, your degree?
That's correct.
I love it. Good old Fullerton. She's a Southern Cali girl. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, you've been involved in different ventures, but tell the listeners, you know, what compelled you to start ChrisDidIt.com and said, you know what, I'm an entrepreneur, and I want to do this for me. And you so bad, you threw your name in it. I'm not mad at you. what compelled you to start that?
Well, ChrisDidIt started because I wanted a place to obviously have my portfolio as a graphic designer. You need one for your client.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a portfolio there, but I wanted to use my blog to really, like, inspire others. You know, I'm all over Southern California, and I have so many great adventures, and I just wanted to share them. Mm-hmm. And also, there are a lot of African-Americans in graphic design.
Yes.
So I thought with my blog, I can show others, you know, how I'm using graphic design for me, being a graphic designer in the fashion industry. I was hoping to inspire those people who, you know, don't see African-Americans in design, and maybe they don't think that they can do it because they're not represented there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, here's me, here's Chris, she's doing it, and you can do it too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Chris designs, connects, educates, creates. I love it. And you know, share with the listeners some of the features, your blog, your portfolio. But I was looking at the Thanksgiving dress. I said, dang, I wish I would have looked at it on Thanksgiving because I would have rocked that. That looks comfortable.
Yeah, I should have put that up beforehand.
Yeah,
no, I share, you know, things about hair, beauty. I'm a natural hair kind of girl. I'm all about natural hair, fashion, because I do work in the fashion industry. I work for RevolveClothing.com.
Okay.
I know a lot about, you know, designer brands and that sort of thing, and style is, I love it, and fashion and all that. So those kind of things. And then also with marketing and entrepreneurship and graphic design, I'm able to share about creativity and how to infuse that into your own brand and branding yourself and putting yourself out there. So
that's right.
All those things on the blog.
That's
right.
And speaking of pop, I love the mustache that you have on your on your page. I mean, you know, hey, it takes a certain type of gal to say, you know what, I'm cute, and I'm cute with the mustache, too.
Put it out there.
And, you know,
it's over, but
And you said that, you know, especially adventures, you have fun. Life is short. You know what I mean? And why not? That's how I roll, and I know you roll that way too, so I love it. And, you know, you spoke a little bit about this before, but I love it because you're right. I mean, there really isn't a place where we can learn about, you know, African-American women, their hair, especially when the seasons change in the wintertime,
right.
How to protect it. And so you're giving advice for that, and I think that's pretty awesome as well.
Thank you. Yeah,
absolutely. And you're cute as pie, too. So I see if you had a flat top, nobody would be trying to listen to you. But but also, what inspires you? You touched a little bit about it, wanting to, you know, set the wave and be a pioneer. But what inspired you to step out? So many of us are content with just the 9-to-5, but what is making you step mm-hmm. out and just really pursue your dreams as an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always sort of had the entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. I believe that you're kind of like born with it.
Yeah.
So it's always been there, but it's the hard part is finding the push to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, you know, I've learned, or I've just been really so supported by my parents. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend also has that spirit, so we can, you know, go back and forth and talk about ideas and bounce ideas off of each other. But really, I think the key thing is surrounding yourself with really highly motivated people who are
mm-hmm.
positive
mm-hmm.
and who support you along the way. And that's what's made me realize that I can do it and that people, you know, believe in me. And when
mm-hmm.
that happens, you feel like you can do anything. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's really been it for me.
That's right. Teamwork makes the dream work. That's what I say.
Absolutely. I tell everybody that once I got that from you, I'm like, teamwork makes the dream work.
I just, you know, it just makes complete sense. You know, there's going to be tough days as an entrepreneur, but if you have amazing people that believe in you and see a light in yourself, even sometimes you don't, oh my goodness. There's nothing you can't do. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Crystal, entrepreneur, graphic designer, boss lady, please share with the listeners where we can, of course, go to chrisdidit.com, for Twitter, YouTube, where can we learn all about you? And just really for all the young women and men and entrepreneurs to stay inspired, where can they contact you?
Through chrisdidit.com. My YouTube is The New Black. I'm on Beautylish as well, talking about beauty tips and all that good stuff. Let's see, Twitter is my name, Crystal Rory, but it's all on there on chrisdidit.com. So just go there, you can follow all the links.
Yay, I love it. I'm so proud of you. I love our new friendship, and it's just always refreshing to see just young women, beautiful inside and out, doing their thing, and of course uplifting each other. So I am very appreciative, yes, that you were on a Female Field Guide. We're going to be playing this interview along with everything that Crystal has going down on our YouTube channel, so please make sure you check that out. And this is Crystal Roby, of course, of our Female Field Guide Entrepreneur Spotlight. Thank you for coming on, Honey Bunch.
Thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate it.
Yay.
She is fantastic. I absolutely love her. Thank you so much, Crystal. You know you're going to get it. Wow. Can you believe it? The show is almost O-V-E-R. But make sure you visit Crystal. www.krissdidit.com. She's fantastic. Very proud of her. Glad to be able to be on our entrepreneur spotlight. Give our team a few hours and we will have our fantastic female filled hike up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/female-filled-guide, and also my interview with Crystal. You know, also the fantastic thing about her is that she was featured in Black Voices on the cover of Black Voices magazine, USC's magazine. She's great. She's going some great places, and I look forward to us enjoying life at the TOP. Ladies and gents, yes, it is December, but we're still going to have our midweek. I didn't even have a chance to talk about sports and entertainment, our sports and entertainment spin called. Did y'all hear about that? Have no fear, baby. This Wednesday, that'll be on tap. Well, I should be talking college hoops. NBA is back, but college hoops didn't go anywhere with my college hoops insider, my brother from another mother, Nima Gaza. He is my college hoops insider. Ken from FansFantasyFootball.com is going to be talking playoffs and a week 14, or actually week 15 predictions. Our female field guide injury report, shout out to Jan Badge, and also our That a Boy or That a Girl segment. Let me tell you something. This has been a fantastic show. Happy holidays. I truly appreciate everyone supporting me. We reached our 5,000 viewer listener mark.
for Female Field Guide, and on our YouTube page, we reached over 9,000 viewers. So God is good, and I appreciate all of you guys supporting me. Guess what? The best is yet to come. Happy holidays, and thank you for my Female Field Guide team, John Boss III, Tamika Poland, Tommy Mahoney, Miss Heaven Jeri Ray, and of course, Ashley Weathersby, and my fantastic publicist, Mashada Pichot. She's fantastic. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. God bless you, and I'll see you on Wednesday for our Hump Day Happening Show. Take care.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sparks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Yo, this is Bill Bellamy. You're listening to the Female Field Guide.